Welcome to this week's edition of the Insurance News Wrap on behalf of Financial Services Online. I'm your host, Paige Estritori, bringing you top stories from the Australian insurance industry on this Wednesday, December 17th. Our first segment looks at the significant shakeup in the insurance sector. The Australian Prudential Regulation Authority, APRA, has recently introduced a set of stringent measures that are delivering sizable impacts on the industry. APRA seeks heightened accountability and integrity, with proposed laws demanding more from insurance companies. Transitioning to the life insurance category, CommInsure Life, a market major, has undergone an organizational change, with former CEO Helen Troop stepping down after a commendable stint. The reins have now been passed on to Peter Kelly, who is set to guide the yacht of this Sydney-based insurer, commencing January next year. In connected news, the pandemic aftermath continues to murmur, with life insurance claim payouts reported to have reached record figures over the past year. Insurers all over the country faced record claims, suggesting a massive pressure on the industry. As we traverse into the cyber world, the forecast is anything but sunny. Defense alliances have proclaimed a red alert, forecasting an escalation in cyber attacks. With such threats looming large, cyber insurance has been highlighted as an essential commodity for Australians and their businesses. On the brighter side, response actions are being initiated for an assessment of the climate impact on insurance services. The Australian Securities and Investments Commission, ASIC, has proposed measures to evaluate environmental risks. This ambitious undertaking aims to develop an informed, sustainable framework to future-proof the sector. Lastly, Ramati Insurance has made headlines, furthering their plunge into the tech-savvy world with an advanced portal for customer interaction. This innovative approach looks set to revolutionize the way policyholders interact with their insurance provider, enhancing user experience while saving precious time. That wraps up our weekly insurance news roundup. Do join us again next week for the latest in Australia's insurance sector. Remember to check out financialservicesonline.com.au for your personal and business insurance needs. We're here to guide you towards the perfect cover for your unique requirements. I am Paige Estritori, signing off. Note, the broadcast ends by slowly fading out the background music.